really delighted to introduce this segment, which is going to be a regular segment with one of our great partners and sponsors out there, the folks at M&T Bank, Tim Wade, President and CEO. CEOs, you should know. CEOs, we should all know, because they're making a big difference out there in our communities, Tim, people like yourself. And our first guest, your premier guest, a great choice, by the way. I'm involved with this organization a lot with the veteran side, but they do so much in the community. But Tim, CEOs do a lot, as you know. It's kind of that thankless job of job creation. But the other thing about you and our guest, community, the local community. And what I love about our market here in Maine and New Hampshire is a lot of these CEOs really do understand it's good for their business, it's good for their community, it's good for their community, it's good for their business, their employees. It's not just a gimmick. If you really are involved in the community. So introduce your first guest, CEOs We Should Know.
All right. Well, great. Thanks for having us on. And as you know, rising tides lift all boats, right? And that's what we're going for here at M&T. And quite honestly, inside of our community, we want to improve our communities. And as we do, everybody comes up. So Maureen Beauregard, from the CEO of the New Hampshire Easter Seals, and a great organization, and one that is collaborating with other organizations to make the community a better place. Maureen, say hi.
Hi, folks. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, so glad to have you on board. But really, I think what I wanted to do was make sure people know what Easter Seals is all about. And Easter Seals has grown from its origin to being quite a substantial organization now, with a big budget, and you've got to run that budget, and you've got to find the help to support the cause. So tell us about Easter Seals and what we're doing these days.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So at Easter Seals, we work with people of all abilities, and we find our roots in working with children with disabilities. That's where Easter Seals was founded, and it just so happens that my sister Carolyn was an Easter Seal poster child for the state of New Hampshire back in the 70s. I can see her on TV with Larry Gammon, you know, my predecessor.
Sure.
So Easter Seals has a big place in my heart, and I couldn't be happier leading the charge, because it had always been my dream. Over the course of time, Easter Seals has really grown to reflect the needs of the community. When we say we work with people of all abilities, that means we work with children, adults, and older adults. And in between that, we work with, you know, children with disabilities in our child development centers, in our residential education program, youth through our workforce development. And then in adults, we have a substance use treatment program, Farnham, that has been battling, you know, this addiction battle for, gosh, a long time. But, you know, the opioid epidemic has been really hard on the state, and we're at the epicenter of that. We have a veterans count that is really a remarkable program and is successful because of people like Jack Heath, who's been a steadfast supporter, as well as over 80 volunteers that raise over $2 million a year for that. And then we have older adults, seniors in our adult day program, our home health program. So today, Easter Seals is about working with all people of all abilities. It's really hard to say this is what we do, because we work with everyone today. We have a very big tent, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, and thank you for asking me to be on the board. I serve on the Easter Seals board. We're doing a lot of strategy work, and we had an offsite to really think about where we're going and what's happening. We're growing in leaps and bounds.
Yes.
And and you've helped my own grandchild, so thank you very much.
We both have been affected.
Do you mind
by
without
Easter
names,
Seals?
Just to tell us a little bit about that, or without?
Well, he just had some early development issues, mm-hmm. and Easter Seals stepped in and helped him, and already graduated and moving on. So,
but Tim, I appreciate that, because you know I have one of my kids, if you will, is in this field. And I hear these stories, but the families out there, I don't think we understand sometimes, especially if you're blessed in life and you're going along Mach 10 and everything's going perfect or great. You don't know the kids are born with this or that, or families run into this or that, or a senior might be living alone, they might need this or that, or veterans, you know, might benefit from one of your care coordinators. So talk about the need out there, Maureen.
Sure.
Of your services.
Sure. The need far exceeds our capacity to fill that need. When you were talking, Jack, you talked about care coordination, and we do that really well with veterans. Because we do it well with veterans, we are adopting that across the organization.
Oh, really?
That's a part of our strategic plan. Yeah, we've just started implementing that. No matter who you are, whatever your lot in life, it's really hard to navigate. If you have a child with a disability, you were just talking about your daughter being in this field, no matter what, you need help along the way because it is just so mired in all these different, you know, paths that you can get caught on, you know?
And Tim, you may have run into this with your grandkid, but what my kid will tell me, the teacher, is Dad, these younger families in this day and age of being overwhelmed with information, the first thing you do, she said, think about this, and I thought about it, is you Google. It's like if you have like a constant headache or allergies, what do you do? You go on, right? So a young family that might have a child with a certain developmental challenge or situation, even if it's a blessing, they're trying to figure out. And she said, Dad, a lot of times they're alone. They're like on an island out there, 2 a.m, reading about this because it's their life, right? So to have experts and people like, you know, Tim, I was going to ask, and both of you jump in again, Tim Wade, president and CEO of M&T Bank in the region, Maureen Beauregard, his first CEO you should know, all of these, and it's not just New Hampshire, right?
We're in New Hampshire and Vermont.
Right. Do you have, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you have a rough handle, Maureen, on how many individuals you'll touch in total services in a given year?
In excess of 20,000.
People.
20,000 individuals we will touch every year.
And then if you think about it, most of those people probably have one or two people in their life, so it's almost more than 50,000 families.
Well, when you think about it, right, when you think about care coordination, talk about our child development centers where we integrate autism services and any specialty services that kids need. We have care coordination now. And what that does is it focuses on the family because it's not just the child with this need, it's the family with the need. Mm-hmm. So we are pulling in the whole family. Think about Veterans Count, right? Mm-hmm. And we think about care coordination. It's not just about the person who served, it's about their whole family.
Right.
So we are pulling in and we are taking on that holistic approach to working with families. And, you know, Tim, you were talking about community, right? Alone, we can get nothing done. Mm-hmm. It's with community that we can really move forward. And whether it be through care coordination or, and it's no stretch to say an organization like M&T coming in and helping Easter Seals to elevate itself, we need a lot of that all through our lives.
So, Jack, we had a board retreat, and we talked about some of the challenges we face. Certainly, hiring is a big issue. Trying to capitalize on the housing situation, how do we help create housing and so on. Do you want to talk about the hiring situation?
Sure. You know, when I look across the organization, we could hire probably 300 people tomorrow.
Wow.
300 people. We have some staff.
And these are all like frontline, critical,
frontline,
human touch positions.
I love the folks that work at Easter Seals. They love the folks that we serve, whether it's an
They're
adult
passionate.
With this.
It's a mission.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a mission.
It is adults with disabilities who, and you know, back in the day, they were institutionalized. They're now living independently, but with help.
And with no real stigmas attached.
People.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, there's stigmas. So we could hire 300 people tomorrow.
Wow.
In our, you know, child development centers. We're down by 12 teachers. We're going to be increasing salaries. Anybody listening, give us a ring because we want you on our team.
You know, you mentioned veterans and Veterans Count, and Tim is familiar with this. And we're going to be airing this before our May 15th, 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make 12 hours count for Veterans Count, part of Easter Seals. And in that day, Maureen, we have some wonderful presenting sponsors because we're commercial free. By the way, both of you might find this interesting. Tim, the bank president, board member, and you, the CEO of you, who you should know, is my research, and I went through some broadcasting channels. I think it's the only 12-hour commercial radiothon broadcast, TV or radio, streaming, you name it, in the country. And that includes states like Texas and North Carolina with big bases just for veterans. Wonderful broadcast telethons for famine relief, cancer, diabetes, but this is the only one that we're aware of.
I love that you love the military and veteran community, Jack, and you put your time, talent, and treasure where your mouth is.
Well,
and you're making the, I know that other people here, but you have loved the veterans for a long time. And then folks like Tim, like it's amazing.
We need to support the veteran cause because I know you know it, but probably most people don't. We lose more veterans to suicide than we do in active duty.
Mm-hmm. And right here in New Hampshire and New England, the numbers are mind-boggling of veterans who've taken their own lives at different stages in life, and it's such a smaller percentage to serve. But the point was, Maureen, I was going to thank you, but and by the way, for me, I'm like your Easter Seals employees. I can't tell you sometimes because we all get adrift in life, and this is personal in Tim's CEO segment, but people don't know this about me. So I try and do a lot of different things. Some you hit the mark, some you don't, you keep trying. And sometimes I get a drift feeling like you get away from your spiritual compass. You get caught up in things that stress you out and may not matter. But when I get through that day and during it, I'm reminded, like the guy upstairs reminds me throughout the day, wow, this is making a difference in huge. People you don't even know. And sometimes it's the smallest little difference. I've heard veterans say, Jack, excuse me, they'll meet you to, like Tim goes to these events in the community and they say, you don't remember, but 2 or 3 years ago. Mm. Your group, your day helped me. I go, how? Well, I didn't need much, but car had broken down. I was using that for work, or $300 or $400 to get something. Wasn't a lot, but I didn't have it. Or I was technically homeless, didn't know it. And Easter Seals and the veterans count was there for me, or care coordinator. And you just go, wow. So what I'm saying is at the end of the day, even though my voice is gone, I feel like your cell phone after you, I don't know what cell phones feel like after you plug it in all night. I feel energized.
Yeah.
Because to do something, but let me go back. The point of all this, so thank you, was that day, May 15th, is presenting sponsors, so we're commercial free. So they are helping the day, and we help raise support and awareness for Veterans Count. How can we, throughout the year, help your many, many programs? How can businesses out there, like Tim and what he's doing, getting on your board, how can companies out there help that senior disability division or kids? How can companies who have never been involved in Easter Seals help you?
Right. Well, I look at Tim and I look at what he does for Easter Seals, this time, talent, treasure, right? You know, sitting on the board, we need people who are on boards of directors. You know, people look at the not-for-profit sector as like, oh, they're just not really a business. We're a $124 million business. That's what we are.
And we'll be 150 soon.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You get a bank president, right? Goals.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have to manage accordingly. Every dollar is slotted towards something because of regulation, right? And the money that we raise, you know, during this radiothon is monies that we can use for things that nobody else pays for. But when we think about like M&T Bank, and there are lots of other people like M&T Bank, but Tim sits on the board. We got an Amplify grant for our Franklin campus, which helps us to really look at the military and veteran community and to build out that campus according to the needs of those folks. And then we look at talent, right? He's bringing me on here. The community is critical. People can get really jaded. We're talking about how hard things are right now, listening, when you're listening out in the ether as to what's happening in the world.
A lot going on.
And it's daunting.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
I have the pleasure of seeing people at their best every day.
Right, right.
People want to know how they can, people want to help, they just need to know, they want to know how.
Yeah, they want to be shown the way, or how can I do something?
Yes.
They may
yes.
not know about it ahead of time.
But people are very generous with all parts of themselves.
Yeah.
And at Easter Seals, we do have volunteer opportunities. Of course, we need donations.
Imagine transportation.
Yeah.
Appointments.
So there are lots of opportunities to help.
What's the best way to follow up on that?
Go to our website, Easter Seals New Hampshire.
Easter Seals, plural.
EasterSealsNH.org.
EasterSealsNH.
Yes. And
EasterSealsNH.org. I want to EasterSealsNH.org. Tim, on the M&T side, I want to come back to something you said in CEOs You Should Know, and what a great first segment and candidate. Why do you, I'm being serious when I say it, why do you care as a bank president if the number's being met? Small business loans, why do you care about these CEOs and these companies? Why do you want to showcase them and share that wealth, if you will? Why do you give a darn?
Well, first off, the communities are us, right? And we've got to help the communities thrive. And so M&T, as you know, gives 40 hours of free volunteer time, paid volunteer time. We pay them to go out and volunteer whatever organization that they want.
Your employees.
Our employees. Yep. And that time, they pick the organization they want. We're big on volunteerism, community, and as I said earlier on the show, if we can improve our community, we improve the community that we live in, everything gets better, and our business gets better. Mm-hmm. So and we feel like if we give, we get. So I think that's what it's all about. It's being a part of where we are and who supports us and supporting them back.
And Maureen Beauregard, before we let you go, CEO Easter Seals, EasterSealsNH.org. How many total employees? You talked about their passion. How many do you have?
1,400.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you service more than 20,000 individuals.
Yes.
1,400.
Yes.
And you're looking for good folks.
We are looking for good folks. You know, I feel like it's a magical time at Easter Seals. COVID was hard, but we put our shoulder into it, Jack.
Yeah.
And we are coming out the other side stronger. Strategic plan, business planning. We did housing in Rochester, 65 units. 10 were set aside for veterans.
Awesome.
We have the campus in Franklin for the military, Easter Seals, New Hampshire, military and veterans campus, housing for veterans, retreat center. We're building a brand new school for a residential education program.
Wow.
It is an amazing, if you ever visited this program, you would look at life so differently because we are really blessed with all of our abilities.
What I hear from people who do get involved with organizations like yours is they just feel so much more fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's like the state troopers, they're looking for openings, and the young troopers I meet, I go, you could have gone to work in M&T Bank. I mean, you're a natural. You could be a lending and whatever. And why do you, well, I can help people sometimes on their worst day. Help. Thank you both very much. Tim, thank you very much. Tim Wade, M&T CEOs, you should know, Maureen Beauregard, to learn more. EasterSealsNH.org. Until next time, thank you both.